prepared?
Yeah, I think it's a really good preparation. I think obviously played some really quality sides, and when you're playing quality sides, I think you get a more definitive view of where you're at and what you need to improve on and what things are working for you. So that's certainly what we've done over the last 4 weeks, and we think we're in a really good position to attack this game.
So now that you're almost over that hump of five games at the start, you're pretty well set up. It's a great preparation for the rest of the year.
Well, in some ways, I mean, we've still got to win games of footy, and we'll just play what's ahead of us. I mean, you can say maybe the teams coming up in the next couple of weeks didn't finish on the ladder where the teams we have played before us, but unless you're properly prepared, then you'll get trumped. So we'll attack this game and concentrate on this game and worry about what comes next after that.
Especially with your background, I guess you pay a fair bit of attention to the Crows. What do you make of them?
Playing some really good footy. Obviously, last week was a bit of a downer for them, but we've got a lot of respect for why they're playing, moving the ball, really quickly and trying to come through the corridor as much as they can, and defensively really aggressive in the way they're trying to defend. So, however, any team's going, showdowns are always a close game, and the pressure's right up. So our boys will be expecting that, that's for sure.
Is this as close to each other as you've been in the way you set up and play? Because of Phil Walsh, I guess, it's natural, I guess.
I guess so. There's some similarities. I mean, you look at most teams in the comp, we're all trying to do similar things. We see some similarities in what they're doing. And, Phil's been here. We've taken some of the stuff that he brought. He's taken some of the stuff that we already had here. That's just what happens in footy. I mean, I look at Hawthorn really closely because they move the ball so well. I'm sure Matthew Nix in defence watches Sydney and Fremantle, and what can we use of them that'll help us? So that's just what happens in the industry.
Does that mean it becomes more of a no secrets game sort of thing?
When coaches leave and that certainly, I guess, they take some with you and take some of the things you do, but. There's three cameras at every game, so we get to see opposition and what they're trying to do. But it's still a matter of getting your players and team to be able to do that. And also, if you know a fair bit about what the opposition's doing, you've still got to stop them. So it's easier said than done.
So what kind of things are you emphasising this week to your guys more than another week?
I don't know about more than another week. It's just a matter of doing what we do and doing it well, concentrating on the things that we know work, having an understanding of what Adelaide are trying to do against us and trying to combat that. But it's not so much, focusing on an area that we're, we need to do this and this part of the game. It's more, all right, this is what's worked for us so far. Let's keep doing that. And these are things we need to get better at.
Do you put any more emphasis into the sort of mental side of things and keeping your cool and keeping your nerve early when... you'd expect there to be a bit of heat in the game?
I mean, a little bit. It's more about just playing the game and not getting caught up in even the whole week. It's a bigger week. There's a bigger build-up. The crowd, the supporters, everyone's into it. It's great. It's a great build-up, and it's like a finals build-up. So as far as the players, that's great for them to get that experience. But it's more about just concentrating on what we can do and not get caught up in the rest of it, and on game day as well, the pressure's up, everyone's amped up a little bit, coaches included, crowds aren't amped up, so it's just a matter of trying to control that and actually just play the game.
Is there a bit of a challenge too in being the late game in the weekend? Like, it's a long wait to get there.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I mean, guys, I think prefer to play on a Friday or a Saturday, that's, coaches included. That's just been the history of how it's gone. You get to watch all the other games over the weekend and try not to watch too much as a player. That's just the way it is. We've done it for a long time, so they'll be fine with that.
Adelaide's a bit light on for talls in their defence. Does that change how you'll instruct your forwards?
Not necessarily. I mean, I guess I'm a little bit biased my end because I think our forwards can take it to any opposition, and particularly now that we have another tall forward in there in Paddy, and they're all really mobile. So I think for most opposition teams, that's really hard to match up on. And then you throw Wingard and Gray and Monfries and White around them, and it's a pretty good forward line. So it won't be any different, but it's hard to match up on as far as an opposition team.
Do you see a vulnerability there, though, with, on paper, their lack of key tall defenders?
Look, I see it in most weeks, to be honest. I always think that that's an area we can target because of what we've got there now. So not just this week. I mean, maybe I'm biased because it's my end and that's the end I look after, but I really back our guys in to take it to anyone.
With that versatility that you've got with both talls and smalls, when you're preparing, do you look at individuals that will be available to you, or do you look at the types over, like I've got, you know, two talls and three smalls there, or how do you prepare them?
Yeah, a bit of both. You know, we've played for a long time, ever since I've been coaching here, with sort of two talls and four smalls, really. And that's worked well for us. And now we've got the ability to look at three talls and three smalls. But it's just the quality of the guys in there. You know, there's some really talent in that, real talent in that forward line. And then you look at who you're coming up against. What have they got? You know, our guys, as I said, our talls are really mobile. How does the opposition match up on that? So you look at all those sorts of things, yeah.
And how much do you get to, like, make a call as in, at this stage of the game, I want another tall in my section? And like, who gets made available from the midfield if you don't want a crumbing small one? Sort of
oh, yeah, no, we talk about that as coaches a lot, and that's my area to look at what's happening down there. I give feedback to Ken on, Ken, I wouldn't mind having a look at this, what do you think? And he'll go, yeah, or no, and we'll go ahead. But, yeah, you're always looking at how can we get an advantage here, what's working, what can we change if we need to. And I think the midfield group, you know, you've seen Boat play in there, and Ollie Wines has gone down there when he's been playing, and Robbie Gray plays both. So we've got a lot of flexibility we can throw through there.
Just on Gray, is there any doubt that he'll be up for the week?
No, unless something happens this morning. We'll train in a minute. So unless something silly happens then, we're all expecting him, he'll be fine.
So he's just going to have a normal run around?
Yeah.
How do you like him? How much time do you like him to see him in the forward line, and how much in the midfield?
It probably depends a little bit on how the game's going. I mean, Robbie's, we fight over, myself and Bossy and Curry fight over him in our areas because I want him in the forward line because he's so good.
Yeah.
And he's so good at clearing the ball at stoppages. So we sort of work out, you know, where's the game at? What stage do we need him to try and get something happening at the stoppages? Or is he actually really damaging down forward at the moment? Do we just keep him there for a bit longer? So, I mean, it's sort of a 50-50 mix really at the moment. But we talk about that during the game.
It's obvious really, but how much of a boost is it to get him back into a winning side?
Yeah, look, he's a quality player and really hard to replace. And you know, we did really well without him last week, and we didn't have Ollie Wines in the midfield as well last week. So that's the beauty of our group. I think we've got guys that can step in, but he's quality. He's really hard to match up on because of his versatility, and he's so good in two areas of the game. So we're very happy to have him back, that's for sure.
Just in a sort of bigger picture stuff, I guess, how big would it be to get ahead of Ledger 3-2 early in the season?
It's always nicer. It's always a better feeling for everyone. Players, you have a little bit more confidence in what you're doing. But yeah, it just looks a bit better on the ladder when you see yourself up a little bit higher and always ahead. But sometimes easier said than done, particularly with the games we've had so far. So we're reasonably happy with where we're at. And obviously this one on the weekend, it'd be a really nice bit of icing on the cake, first 5 weeks to be 3-2.
What would be the main concern about the Crows? What's the main thing that you worry about them when you look at their strengths?
Well, I think when they're playing really well, it's their pressure on us. So their ability to, as a team, put manic pressure on. And then when they get it, they're really aggressive at moving the ball, and that's sometimes hard to stop. And, you know, teams have felt that when they've played us, that when we get going, it's in the first quarter last week against the best team in the comp, you know, they couldn't stop us, and then eventually they get back into the game. So they're probably the two things for me that they're really good at, and, you know, you've got to give them respect for that.
Did that pre-season showdown give you any tips at all, or is that a bit irrelevant?
A little bit. I mean, they're really raw in what Walshy was trying to do then, but you can certainly see some things that they've implemented that are a change. But, yeah, just personnel and all those sorts of things, it's a little bit hard to get a gauge, but, you know, they've played some really good footy in the first four rounds, so you get plenty from that.
Thanks,
mate.
No worries.